The greatest threat to man today, Christian man today, is the greatest threat beyond eternal damnation and he who is the author of it and the sins that lead to it. The greatest material threat to man today, to Christian man, is Islam. It has been since the 8th century, and it remains that way today. And it's not going to go away. The beguiling thing about this is it does not seem to matter. Or if it does matter, it only seems to matter from a rhetorical point of view. And when I say that, I mean that, well, I'm going to go on Facebook and post something about this. I've had it with these Muslims blowing people up in Paris. Whoa, that's going to scare them off. Oh, yeah, Boko Haram's running for the freaking cover now. ISIS just quit. P. Diddy went on Twitter and threatened him again.
Oh, no, that's it. We do not want the battle with P. Diddy. We quit.
It's nothing more than an excuse for rhetoric. That's all it is. Meanwhile, lives are being ended by holy war, jihad. That's the fact, Jack. Did you see the news last night? Story from the Daily Mail. Latest Paris terror attack would be 6 in 3 years. Now, here's what's happening now. The world ruling elite have concocted all manner of formulas to call a Orthodox Muslim going Orthodox anything other than an Orthodox Muslim going Orthodox. Because they would never do that. No. That's not what the... It's a religion... Church, please. It's a religion of peace. These are extremists. These are people that are out of the norm. Yes. But when they go Orthodox, they're still part of a norm. And that norm is the jihadi that has marauded across the European countryside and now the American countryside since the 7th century. French police said tonight's terror attack was probably a terrorist attack. Well, you don't have to say probably any longer because ISIS has claimed responsibility and they now know who the perp is. As a matter of fact, I wrote about this in today's pile of prep at MikeChurch.com. And you know what the big news about this is? Is that the terror attack or the perpetrator of the attack, no, he has a family, and he even has a house. That's what's shocking about this. Let me pull this up here. I thought I had printed it out, and folks, if you don't read British newspapers, then you wouldn't know, unless you want to quadruple the amount of toner or ink that you use in a printer. If you print a lot of stories out like I do, you can't use British newspapers for anything because it's 2 lines of text and then 6 photographs. And then 2 lines of text and then 6 photographs. Now, I have a program that takes the pictures out and I can print it, but it still prints all the captions. And so I manually went through this morning and I formatted what I thought I had formatted and printed out from the Sun because it has the info in it from the Daily Sun. But I guess in my early morning 4:15 a.m. stupor, I didn't hit the print button. Anyways, Paris terror rampage, first pick of Paris shooting suspect, as footage shows moments after AK-47 wielding ISIS terrorist killed a cop and wounded 3 others on the Champs-Élysées. And let's see here. What's his cat's name? Karim Cheoufri. Yeah. Cheoufri. Fee. Cops raided the home of Karim Cheoufri. I think that's how you say that. who is said to have a previous conviction for shooting at the cops. This guy spent, he was sentenced back in 2000 for shooting at the cops. He was convicted of this. He was then early paroled. They released him. And as soon as they released him, he began shooting at cops again. French investigators have said have since said a pump-action shotgun and knives were found inside of the attacker's Audi. ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack and named the gunman after using his alias Abu Youssef al-Belgiki. And that's Arabic for the Belgian. Che Orfi was previously jailed for 20 years for shooting at cops after he was caught driving a stolen car in Roissy-Ombre in 2001, but he was released early following an appeal ruling. The cops said he had been detained in February after threatening police, but was freed soon after. This morning, a Belgian man, French cops said they were also hunting in connection with the attack, handed himself into a police station in Antwerp. The 35-year-old has been described as very dangerous. Blah, 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 blah. And they got all these pictures of bullet holes. The guy just went out and sprayed an entire magazine on the Champs-Élysées, killed one police officer who was in a van, and then wounded three others. Last night, now listen to this line. The attack sparked calls for voting to be suspended in Sunday's French presidential election. Candidates were debating live at a nearby television studio when the gunfire began. Last night, police are said to have found guns and ammunition when they raided a house in the eastern Paris suburb, Chalet, the family home of 39-year-old suspected extremist Karim Cherifi. Three members of his family are in police. The family home! Oh, shit, it's the Brady house! It's the Brady Bunch, the Jihadi Bunch, that's the way we became the Jihadi Bunch. The world has gone mad. Absolutely stark raving mad. But you know what's going on here. Here's what's happening. Official world ruling elitedom has to have an increase. I finally figured this out, because there's always money at the end of these things. These clowns aren't smart enough to pull off religious revolutions. They have no desire to anyways. It's always about money with them. Now, they're playing with religious fire here with Orthodox Muslims, with jihadis. Someone forgot to inform George Soros and the rest of the ruling master elites. The rest of us are now trying to say, you probably shouldn't do that. Now, here's what's going on. Here's simple mathematics, folks. European people refuse to breed. But wait a minute. If they refuse to breed, where are we going to get bovine tax cattle number 1206? We need more bovine tax cattle. And if you're not going to give us bovine tax cattle, we're going to have to take haircuts. Our vainglorious welfare states don't have enough revenue because we don't have enough tax cattle. So how do you increase the number of tax cattle? It's not hard to figure out, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, immigrants. Apparently immigrants love to breed. You let them in, man? It's like Peter Cottontail was unleashed. Now you might have to, you know, kind of appeal to the actual citizens of your country for just a little while. No, we're not going to make them citizens. Ah, they're just here to work. Of course, that ultimately runs out because then there's no workers left. But that's what this is. And it's so cynical and so selfish because we can't tell the populace what's actually going on. And we can't ring the warning bells. We were wrong with turning all of you against Christendom. You actually do need to stay married, not go homo, and have children. Sorry! We're going to be at the country club with our wives slamming down a couple of Starbucks unicorns. You come visit us. But it may be too late. Now, this is what Brother and I talked about yesterday, Brother Alexis and I. He is the founder of the Ordo Militatis. Now, what's that? That's a military order, a Catholic military order, Although I did see a string of messages between brother and non-Catholic Christians or Protestants or evangelicals, and the dialogue was very cordial. It was like, no, you don't have to be a Catholic, but just know that in some of our training that Catholic prayers are going to be used. Some Catholic practices are going to be used. You don't have to be one. Anyways, so brother sees that governments around the world are not protecting Christian citizens the way that they should be, or the way that they protect Islamist citizens or Buddhist or whatever. And this has come about as a result of the toppling of dictators and regime changes. Oh, there's other things that happen as well. But also what has happened at the same time is the end of the European continent, simply by virtue of the fact that Europeans cannot be bothered to reproduce and to continue their own species or continue their own heritage. And within two generations, like in Sweden, there won't be any Swedes. They'll be gone. And some Swedish people are like, oh, we're okay with that. We don't like ourselves any better because we're too white and too blonde in the hair. No, and then too blue with the eyes. No, we'd like to have the darker skin. Yeah, there. Where do you think these suicidal tendencies come from, by the way? Who's the author of that? So what presaged that? What came before that? Well, let's go to Patrick J. Buchanan today. By the by, it's the Mike Church Show that you were listening to here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Today is the 25th anniversary of this show, which debuted on the 21st of April, year of our Lord and Savior, 1992, at a little station in Slidell, Louisiana, WSLA. So 25 years ago today, we've been at it that long. And it has been a tragic nightmare from the start and remains so today. Nonetheless, I showed up. Patrick J. Buchanan, is democracy in a death spiral? Now, if you're not of the philosophical bent, and you don't have to be, I tried to be, especially last 3 years, more so even this year. We should look for ultimate causes. Okay, what started all this flight away from families? Started all this flight towards transgenderism and homosexuality and divorce and shacking up and all the other mortally sinful acts that are part of the accepted modern world. What started all this? Well, it began with the revolt. I know some of you don't like to hear this, but sometimes history does not cooperate with our egos or with our pride. This may be one of those instances, and it did. It began with the revolt. Buchanan, quote, you all start with the premise that democracy is some good. I don't think it's worth a damn. Churchill is right. The only thing to be said for democracy is that there is nothing else that's any better. People say if the Congress were more representative of the people, it would be better. I say Congress is too damn representative. It's just as stupid as the people are, just as uneducated, just as dumb, just as selfish. Close quote. This dismissal of democracy, cited by historian H.W. Brands in The General versus the President, MacArthur and Truman at the Brink of Nuclear War, is attributed to that great popular Secretary of State, Dean Acheson. Few would view would air such views today as democracy has been divinized. Well, it has been. We have to divinize it so that we'll keep doing it. But we don't divinize Christ, and we don't divinize his church anymore, and we don't divinize Christ and dumb. Oh, no, those are all fuddy-duddy, stupid, idiotic things and despotic things from the past. But democracy, oh, no despotism there. No, nothing but gumdrops falling from the sky. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Nothing but unicorn shakes.